Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, November 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, UWP leader calls for financial support to Salisbury residents defending against the charges for 2015 protests. Anguilla Offshore Bank sees U.S. bankruptcy protection, and more footballers tell of sexual abuse. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's Black Friday at Courts. Nobody does it better with the year's biggest deals. Tablets and mattresses from $199, plus 7 a.m. door busters. Single chairs from $99, rugs $49, digital cameras from $99. The wait is over. The year's best deals are on all day, starting from 7 a.m. Offer valid while stock lasts. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, is encouraging Dominicans to give financial support to those Salisbury residents who have been charged by authorities for protesting for better road conditions and access to their farms in May and June of 2015. Linton is of the view that the government may be politically victimizing the residents of the Salisbury community in this court issue because they have been voting for the UWP in the past general elections.
The message for the rest of Dominica is always that we have to be there for each other. We have to look out for each other. When we hurt, others hurt. When the people of Salisbury come under attack from a government that insists on persecution and political victimization, then it's an attack on the entire country. So Salisbury has led the way, I think, in a very important democratic responsibility, which is to let those who govern you know that you're not happy with what they're doing, with what you expect of them. And this happens all around the world. There's a right to protest in democracies that the government seems to want to disrespect in Dominica. The Prime Minister can get together with the police authority and decide that they're not going to pursue, this is not going to be pursued any further, because the people had a right, which the government is duty-bound to respect that right to protest in a democracy. But I want to take the opportunity, Matt, to thank all those who have contributed to this effort and those who continue to contribute, especially our brothers and sisters at home and abroad, who have rallied behind and are rallying with the people of Salisbury. There are a number of persons who I think correctly believe that this should not continue. The lawyers, the legal work so far must be compensated, and so that's what this is all about. But going forward, there is no good reason why the people of Salisbury should be continued to be inconvenienced, harassed, bullied, dragged before the court. This should end.
Social Services Minister Catherine Daniel has issued a call to all citizens to take pride in the cleanliness of the city. The cleanliness and beautification of the city is everybody's business, says Daniel. Addressing the 12th inaugural meeting of the Roseau City Council this week, Daniel said it is disheartening that persons continue to indiscriminately dump garbage all around the city.
I also urge you to collaborate with other partners, such as the Solid Waste Corporation, to improve garbage collection and to achieve a higher level of cleanliness in the city. And the councillors cannot do it alone. It is so disheartening. After the city has been cleaned, you pass and people are throwing their garbage. Let us keep the city clean. It's on all of us and not just the councillors. If you see someone littering, bring them up, you know, to caution them so that Roseau can remain a clean city. Oftentimes we go overseas and we come back and boast of how other cities are clean. That is because their people keep it clean. And so we have to do that in our country. Indeed, the cleanliness and beautification of the city is everybody's business, and all stakeholders must come on board.
UWP Senator Isaac Baptist says although he understands the calls made by Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Darrow to encourage Dominican citizens to refrain from spreading propaganda regarding the swine flu virus, he believes Dr. Darrow should know that public protection is a responsibility that he has to uphold in his capacity as Health Minister.
Dr. Darrow should know that the information is out there in the World Wide Web so that people can access the information. I could understand if he said that the main or the most disturbing one, the one that is attacking and most dangerous might be H1N1 or some other strain. But it is obvious from the information available to everybody worldwide is the fact that the H3N1 is a strain of the swine flu virus. So therefore, the Ministry of Health and the Minister in particular should recognize that notwithstanding, I can appreciate their concern that if there is swine flu in Dominica, no matter how minor and on which strain it is, that it could impact negatively the tourism industry. And therefore, you want to minimize the implications as much as possible in terms of public announcement and world information and so forth.
Baptist believes the minister's approach is a bit misleading. He says Dr. Darrow should apologize and provide accurate information regarding the outbreak of the H3N2 virus, as it is confirmed by medical professionals here on island that this virus is indeed a strain of the swine flu virus.
Your main and first responsibility is to the citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica to protect public health, public safety, and public welfare, and accordingly, the visitors to the country. So if you are aware that it is there, you cannot be given misleading information and conflicting information while you are saying that we are certain it is not swine flu. The information available to all of us indicate that it is a strain of swine flu. You are still telling us that you have not done all the research. The persons who died suddenly, you have not gotten the results of the autopsy, so therefore you don't know what caused their death. It is misleading. It is dangerous. And I would really call on the minister to come back to the public, apologize to the public, and correct his mistake, and inform the public what they have to do right now to protect themselves and visitors alike.
The Global Environment Facilities, a small grants program, AGEF, has experienced tremendous achievements over its 11 years of operation in Dominica. That's word from the Deputy Resident Representative of the UN's Development Program for Barbados and the OECS, Dr. Chisa Mikami. Dr. Mikami was speaking at the official launch of Operation Phase 6 of the Global Environmental Facilities Small Grants Program earlier this week. The program provides support to projects that conserve and restore the environment while enhancing people's well-being and livelihoods. Dr. Mikami says the program has served the UNDP's mission to alleviate poverty and inequality while creating a sustainable economy.
The Dominica Country Program has experienced tremendous achievements over the 11 years of operations from 2005 to 2016, working with local communities, with support from partners, to provide financial and technical support. This, as is evident across the island, has enabled addressing some key environmental concerns while also contributing to sustainable livelihood. UNDP's strategic plan 2014 to 2017 recognizes the need to transform economics to be sustainable, enable democracy to deliver development dividends, and manage risks to become resilient. And the vision of UNDP is to help countries achieve simultaneous eradication of poverty and significant reduction of inequality.
Mikami says the mission of Operational Phase 6 is to effectively support the creation of global environment benefits and safeguard the environment.
The SGP OP6 goal is to effectively support the creation of global environment benefits and the safeguarding of global environment through community and local solutions that complement and add value to national and global level action. The GESP's core mission is to help ensure the sustainable use of ecosystem and resources. In OP6, SGP's approach is to 1. Focus on globally recognized and critical ecosystems. 2. Set up institutional and financial support mechanisms to increase the impact on the national and global level. And develop capacity of local and national civil society stakeholders.
Dominica's Prime Minister is calling on nationals to desist from the propagation and dissemination of what he says is malicious and unfounded comments about their country. He was referring more specifically to persons who are involved in spreading propaganda about the quality of the country's water and is spreading false information that there is swine flu on the island. Mrs. Skerrett was addressing the contract signing a ceremony for the Economic and Technical Cooperation Agreement, as well as the Implementation Agreement for the China Aid West Coast Road Post Erica Rehabilitation Project, which took place at the Ministry of Finance conference room yesterday morning.
And to say to our people in Dominica that we need to have a positive outlook of our country. And we need to continue to speak positively of our country. And those of you who are engaging yourselves in the propagation and the dissemination of all of this unfounded, malicious comments about our country, whether it's about the quality of the water in our country, or whether there is swine flu in Dominica, all of which are not true, we should desist and see and from doing these things. Let us understand that this is not going to only affect a person whom you call Roosevelt Skerrett alone. For many of us in this country, for the majority of us in this country, this will be the only place we can call home, we will be able to call home. And therefore, what you sow, that's what you shall reap. And we, the sensible people in this country, must not remain quiet and silent when there are elements and characters in our country who live within and outside of our country are seeking to destroy the efforts of the committed Dominicans to build in a better, more prosperous and just Dominica.
The Prime Minister says that persons should not take pride in circulating falsehoods about the country.
And we must not take pride in propagating falsehoods about our country. We must not take pride in propagating falsehoods about our country. And if a story is negative about Dominica, why forward it? Why have a mass forwarding of this if it's not a positive story about Dominica? You know, if we say that we are a Christian nation, and if we say that we believe in the Almighty Father, whatever name you call him, then why aren't we behaving as such and behave like a civilized people, a people who truly believe that this country is a Christian nation and who believe in respect for each other and love for your country? We have to change our attitude to this.
And the Aid Bank celebrates 45 years of service this year with a variety of activities to include a Customer Appreciation Day today, Friday, on the premises of the organization's main office. Customer Appreciation Day is a celebration of the organization's patrons, which demonstrates appreciation of the patronage of both longstanding and new customers over the years. The Aid Bank customers turned out to display their products funded by the bank, and Aid Bank representative Ms. Titt states the customers are an extension of the organization's family. Therefore, this day is meant to celebrate not only the bank's achievements, but their customers as well.
Whenever Aid Bank is involved in a project, you know, for example, Customer Appreciation Day, we always involve our customers. When we are asked to attend certain exhibitions, we try to invite our customers. Whenever we want something done, we try to reach out to our customers first. So we feel that our customers is an extension of the Aid Bank family, and we enjoy having them be around us and to participate in the things we're doing for their own promotional good and for the overall economic benefit of the country as a whole.
In other news, William Taken, a court-appointed administrator of the Anguillan Offshore Bank, Caribbean Commercial Investment Bank Limited, owned by the failed National Bank of Anguilla, filed a Chapter 11 proceedings in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York on Tuesday. Although much of the legal action is taking place in Anguilla, the money is, however, in New York, Taken said, and that is why he's using the investigatory powers of the U.S. bankruptcy, the Wall Street Journal reported. Taken has taken issue with the handling of the troubled banks by local regulators. He is seeking U.S. court aid in tracking and reclaiming funds he says belong to depositors. And four ex-footballers have appeared together in an emotional interview to tell of their torment after being abused as children by a coach. Andy Woodward, who was the first to go public last week, wept, as Chris Onsworth and Jason Dunford spoke for the first time of being abused by ex-crew Alexandra coach Barry Bennell. Mr. Onsworth said he never told a soul and he was raped up to 100 times. Barry Bennell, 62, has served 3 jail sentences for child sex offenses. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP leader calls for financial support to Salisbury residents defending against the charges for 2015 protests. Anguilla Offshore Bank seeks U.S. bankruptcy protection, and more footballers tell of sexual abuse. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Courts Dominica Limited. I'm Kimberly Benjamin.